Rock Arkansas, 100,000 watts of weirdness coming at you through the airwaves and over the mighty electro web to wherever you are in our mighty small globe of ours.
Ain't that the truth? You have nuts in your mouth, don't you?
I beg your pardon.
He's eating nuts. This is, our Labor Day. We're still laboring over the Labor Day show. It's hard to talk to sometimes. It's okay. So if you want to find us online, please do that stuff at ruralwarroom.com. And we're not really trying to play music that will put you into labor. If you're in a position where you might go into labor, be careful, because we might have some visits here from Pivo and Bob Dobbs and other sort of folks.
Also, X Girl, I could really bring on labor pains.
Oh man, you're not kidding. And be careful. Now, we don't want to hurt you either, but we do want you to be careful. So
we might rough you up a little bit, but we ain't gonna draw any blood. We ain't gonna bruise you.
Not
promise.
At all. So, if you don't know, we're also going to plug a little bit the Church of the Subgenius, which is, an organization that you should check out, subgenius.com. Yeah, it's perfectly simple.
Easy to find.
Oh, and easy to find. Subgenius, subgenius.com.
Easy to navigate. Plenty of information there all about Bob and Slack and why you should get Slack and they will tell you they don't even know what Slack is, and you kind of got to find it out for yourself.
Thank you, Saint. Yes.
But you don't have to buy Slack. But it'd be nice if you bought some books or some stickers or some other stuff. They got some wonderful CDs, DVDs. They got CDs, MP3s,
all kinds of stuff.
But we're not saying you should buy them.
No.
We're just,
You need to know what's out there. It's just like the whole thing that we push. You just need to know what's out there.
Absolutely.
Maybe we should hear from the bishop.
I think so.
The bishop!
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You need a Holy Ghost enema. You need a Holy Ghost enema. You need a Holy Ghost enema. Right up your rear end. You need a Holy Ghost enema. You need a Holy Ghost enema. You need a Holy Ghost enema.
Why can't you just accept the facts?
I've screamed at God at the top of my lungs, because that's how much I believe in it.
You need a Holy Ghost enema. You need a Holy Ghost enema.
I've screamed at God at the top of my lungs, because that's how much I believe in it.
You need a Holy Ghost enema. You need a Holy Ghost enema.
I've screamed at God. I've screamed at God. I've screamed at God at the top of my lungs.
Believe it.
I've screamed at God. I've screamed at God. Screamed at God at the top of my lungs.
Believe it or not.
Praise Bob, friends. God's the problem here. God's the problem here.
Believe it or not.
We love the idea of everybody else burning in hell forever.
God, we're coming for you, hear me?
Groovy.
Get on with it.
Accept the facts.
it's right behind you.
Burning in hell forever.
Don't come here with that posh talk.
Why can't you just accept the fact?
What indeed is the point?
Sniff of your praise God, friends.
You need a Holy Ghost enema.
I say we all grand, aren't we?
You need a Holy Ghost enema.
Woo! I've done it, brother.
You need a Holy Ghost enema.
What indeed is the point?
You need a Holy Ghost enema.
If I can't be myself with the Father, then I'm going to stop preaching this gospel.
We'll be right back. is so obscene, and the remarks that God's seen have been diminished to the earth.
I never find another girl.
If you just tuned in, Rural War Room, that's us.
I'm Byron Werner.
I'm Donovan Sue.
We love spreading our vast record collections all over you. hopefully with the idea that
but
you
not
will...
in a sexual way.
No. It's more like a, how do they call it? A facial mask that's green and, you put the cucumbers in your eyes, that sort of thing.
Oh, okay.
It looks creepy, but it's really good for you.
So that was the move? Is that who
that was the move. Roy Wood, Jeff Lynne, Bev Bevan, and Rick Price, I think, was the guy on the bass. Boy, they're heavy and pop and everything, and that was Wild Tiger Woman, one of their singles. That's a lively little number.
I love that song.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, wow. Before that, Bow Wow Wow, W-O-R-K, Work, that was the extended version of that goes on for... Way, well over twice as long as that little single mix. Before that,
Hajime Tachibana, the guitarist from the Plastics,
yay!
Doing some of his later experimentations with sound collage. That was called Replicant JB, and it used all those James Brown samples. And
didn't you say that was like one of the first pitch shift sort
of? Well, it was the sort of thing that at the time that was really very impressive to be able to change the pitch without changing the speed.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, whoa, how's he doing that? You know.
And before
it was
that,
early on.
We heard the Bishop from one of those subgenius.com compilations doing a Question of Belief. It's all about what you believe in.
I guess so, and
I guess
believing is seeing, certainly.
Believing is being.
And there's a seeker born every minute. We all
there
know
is,
that.
And you know the avatar of Slack and the saint of sales, Bob, once told me that. No, that wasn't him. That was someone else.
There are a lot of people that look like Bob. There are some that act like Bob.
That look like Bob?
Oh, yes. Certainly Hugh Beaumont looks a lot like Bob, or the guy in the Mark Trail comic strip, or even Dick Van Dyke on a weird sort of day. But they aren't Bob. I kind of found a record. I think we played it on the show, Speech After the Removal of the Larynx, where...
Oh, we played a bit of that, yeah.
Where the guy is actually using the pipe to be able to talk. And we were postulating that maybe Bob's voice was a weird vocoder voice, and that's why he doesn't speak that way, because he would really scare off all the investors in the church, all the...
Yeah. Well, on that note, we're going to premiere right here another cut from Nonstop Pivo, our friends and wonderful artists in Japan. Pivo doing the third cut. I haven't translated the title, but it goes right along with what you were talking about.
They do a lot of vocoder work. It's very sexy.
And yes, I think they still have their larynx.
Now they got new tools to play with. You don't have to have that taken out before you can get the robot voice.
Please find us at ruralwarroom.com.
Yeah. konnichiwa, konnichiwa, konnichiwa. O hiru wa konnichiwa. Hono joshi de mori agatte, here we go.
into that. You're listening to Rural War Room Radio, and that is Pivo from Japan. These are cuts off of their new disc called Nonstop Pivo. And
P-E-V-O, just yeah. Like you'd think it would be.
P-E-V-O is right. You might be able to get that disc if they still have them available. I hope they do. The only place you can really find them is myspace.com/Pivo1Go. And that's the number one, Pivo, the number one, Go. And the titles of this disc are in Japanese. We didn't have time to translate them. It's a advanced disc. And, man, it's really good stuff. You should check them out. These guys, their art and stuff looks like Devo, but they're not really like Devo too much. But I don't know. Do you have anything to say about Pivo?
No, we do love Pivo. We think this one is the best one yet, and go Pivo, go.
That was three in a row off their new one, cuts 3, 4, and 5. And goodness, I think that is that all we've played so far?
Yeah, we had three big Pivo cuts, woo! And then we played all those other things before it, so we're ready to twist the dial again at random, spin the big wheel of fortune and see where we end up in space and time in our musical travels tonight.
Find us at ruralwarroom.com.
We'll be right back. Soldiers of the cross. Soldiers of the cross. Soldiers of the cross. Take up your cross and follow I. Follow I. Follow I to the sky. To the sky. To the hole in the sky. To the hole in the sky. Where I turn off the CBS computers. Turn off the CBS computers. Turn off the EMI computers. And I say to the island computers, I am the top shooter. Bang!
I said, beat them on the floor.
This is Rural War Room Radio, and that was James Brown. You probably knew that, though. Money Won't Change You is the name of that cut.
Before that, you probably recognize that John Barry doing what he calls 007. It's kind of the action theme of the Bond films. It was used numerous times, and it's always thrilling. What a nice little piece that is.
Thank you so much, Byron, for playing more and more John Barry.
Thank you, John Barry.
Yeah, thank you, John Barry, for playing more and more John Barry. Before that, Lee Scratch Perry. Scratch 03 is what we're calling that cut.
Before that, Yasuaki Shimizu from Music for Commercials. He was doing a bunch of music for commercials,
and
that was for a Psycho ad that he calls Psycho Number 4.
And before that, goodness, what did we hear?
Brother Cleve.
Oh, that Brother Cleve cut. Oh, goodness. Tika is the name of that cut.
He's amazing. Always classic.
Could you tell our listeners about Brother Cleve a little bit? Because he's sort of
Brother Cleve has been, you can't
find this guy.
He's been in a lot of different bands. Oftentimes he'll be in the touring band, but not in the official band itself, you know.
Is he like a sessions player, sort of?
Yes, and plays in a lot of weird musical things all around the globe. He was telling me about playing on some island in the Indian Ocean where they flew in and they set up this stage, and it was a deserted island. It looked out on the beautiful Indian Ocean, and then they airlifted in all these Girl Scouts. And he and this band did this concert for these Girl Scouts in the middle of the Indian Ocean, just looking out at this wonderful expanse of this warm tropical weather. Oh, man. We put his feet in the sand.
I wonder what does it cost to hire a crew to do that?
Well, the Girl Scouts could control a mighty empire of wealth. Built up over the years stored by the Knights Templar and days gone by.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Something I don't think about.
Let me see. Before Brother Cleve, we had something else from that Chinese organ record. We like to call that Number One. Thank you, Bill, for sending that my way.
That was really cool. Now, is that just from Chinatown in New York City?
No, Chinatown, Los Angeles.
That Chinatown.
And I think he gets these for $1. And he kind of takes a chance because they all come to me sealed, and he just knows I like this sort of stuff. So he's kind of our ambassador out there, and we also play some of his music. We'll be playing some probably in the next hour.
Yep. So you want to stay tuned, so we're not going to go anywhere. You shouldn't go anywhere either. We'll take a short break and take care of some business. And in case you just tuned in, this is Rural War Room Radio, and that guy is Byron Werner. We're really lucky to have him.
And that guy is Donovan Suit. What would the show be without Donovan Suit?
The show is, man, we just try to give you as much as we can.
100,000 watts, that's all. They'll let us beam out, you know.
That's true. Otherwise, it'd be illegal.
But it does go out on the mighty electrowebs. So.
Yes, and you can always find KABF streaming all the time, kabf.org. And, I don't know what else to tell you at this point.
Taking care of business.
We'll be right back.